السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from where we left off of Surah Ali Imran, starting from ayah number 98 to ayah number 102, inshallah. So we're just going to start off with the recording, starting from ayah number 98. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ تَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَأَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءُ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ يَرُدُّوكُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Inshallah, that is our lesson. So starting from ayah number 98 to ayah number 102. So for theory, we are going to continue the topic of mudud. Specifically, we started the mad lazim. Mad lazim, as you can guess by the name, it is lazim upon you to read this for the full six counts. So anytime you have mad lazim, it is fard, obligatory upon you to read this for the full six counts. Now when it comes to mad lazim, we have two categories, mad lazim al-kalimi, kalim meaning word, meaning that the mad lazim is in one word. And then also we have mad lazim al-harfi, al-harf from the word al-huruf, meaning that it is going to be in a letter. And as you can guess from the word huruf, it is going to be specifically referring to huruf al-muqatta'at. Inshallah, we will learn a little bit more about that today. So just a quick recap, last week we did mad lazim al-kalimi, we learned that there is muthaqqal and there is mukhaffaf. What makes something muthaqqal? Something is muthaqqal or heavy or fortified when there is a shadda. So here, heavy does not mean heaviness as in khussa dakhlun gild, that you raise the back of your tongue. But heavy here in the word muthaqqal in reference to mudud specifically refers to the shadda. Meaning that because you are saying that letter twice, that letter is kind of fortified. It is stronger because there are two of that same letter. So this is known as mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal when you have shadda, mukhaffaf when you do not have a shadda. So let's look at examples in the Quran. We have the word al-dhakarayni. So here we see that there is a mad, the hamza has that mad sign on top. So you are going to pull this for six counts. And then dhal after has a shadda, meaning that this is now muthaqqal, lazim upon you to read this for six counts. And then also we learned that there is going to be nabr here. Nabr meaning you raise the voice a little bit. Why? To emphasize this shadda. Otherwise we don't want to say adhakaraini. Now you don't really hear that shadda that much. So you want to make sure the listener knows there is shadda. So you are going to number one, pull for six counts. And then number two, apply nabr. Adhakaraini. A little bit of the voice is raising. And then also some emphasis on the shadda. Also in the surah Al-Haqqah, the first ayah. Al-Haqqah. Again, raise the voice a little bit, pull for six counts. So this is madlazim al-kalimi muthaqqal. Also very famous example in the end of Surah Fatiha, al-dallin. So here you have that mad, lam has shadda. So we are going to pull for six counts. Also apply nabr on the lam, al-dallin. So a little bit of a jerking to the voice to raise the voice. So this is madlazim kalimi muthaqqal. Now let's look at madlazim kalimi mukhaffaf. This is pretty simple. There are only two places in the Quran where you are going to find this mad. So madlazim kalimi mukhaffaf. Only two places in the Quran. They are both in the same surah and they both come in the same word. And this word is al-ana. So this is found in Surah Yunus, Ayah 51, also Surah Yunus, Ayah 91. So these two, you can mark them in your Qurans, find these verses, circle them. Only place in the Quran where you are going to find madlazim kalimi mukhaffaf. Now what is madlazim? This is again a six count med. So this is madlazim. Why? Because you see that med. Following the med, there is a sukoon. So this is what madlazim basically is. Any med followed by a sukoon. So not a hamza, but a sukoon. Now, if you have shadda, it is muthaqqal. If you do not see a shadda, it is mukhaffaf. So in both of these cases, if you flip to Surah Yunus, Ayah 51 or 91, you will see the word al-ana. Now you will see that there is mad. Lam has a sukoon, but it does not have a shadda. So we're not going to say al-la-la-ana. So you're not saying lam twice, just once. It only has sukoon. And because it does not have shadda, you don't need to apply nabr either. So you don't need to raise the voice. Al-ana. Kind of just gently ease into the lam and then follow that with the hamza. So again, this is six counts. Lazim upon you to read this as six counts. Also, this is mad lazim kalimi. It is in one word. Mukhaffaf. I don't see the shadda. So it is not going to be heavy. Now, again, only two places in the Quran, same exact word, same exact surah. One is ayah 51 and one is 91. So all you have to remember is these two ayahs. Or if you don't remember the ayahs, just remember that word, al-ana. That's the only word in the Quran where you are going to find this type of mad. So that is just a little bit of a review of madlazim kalimi. Now we're going to move on to madlazim al-harfi. Now we have briefly touched upon this topic because this is referring to mad in the huruf muqatta'at. So we have done this a little bit in the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, Surah Baqarah as well. And then also when we were doing the mad tabi'i, we also did a little bit of huruf muqatta'at. But inshallah, it should be a little bit familiar. Now let's look at what are huruf muqatta'at. So these are called the disjointed letters or the cut-off letters. You will find these in the beginning of some surahs. And there are a total of 14 letters that are part of these huruf muqatta'at. And you can memorize these by reading this phrase, nasun haqimun qati'un lahu sir. So this is the phrase, it's a little bit long. You don't have to memorize this. It's just a phrase that will tell you all of the 14 letters. Normally, if you see any letters in the beginning of a surah, you know this is huruf muqatta'at. But if you want to know which letters are these specifically, there are nasun, nun and sad, حَقِيمٌ حَا كَافْ يَا أَنْ مِيمْ قَاطِعٌ قَافْ أَلِفْ طَا عَيْنْ لَهُ لَامْ أَنْ حَا سِرْ سِينْ أَنْ رَا. So all of حروف مقطعات are going to be a combination of these 14 letters. Now we have already done a little bit of this type of med. So the first thing that we learned that there are three categories of حروف مقطعات. So there are three different lengthenings of huruf muqatta'at. So number one, that which is not going to have any mad at all. There is going to be no lengthening of this letter. So no two count, no four count, no six count. All you have to do is say the letter. So you're not going to pull it. An only letter that has this type of med on it is going to be the letter alif. So as we saw in the beginning of both of these surahs, Surah Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, alif, lam, mim. So in both of these, lam and mim, you see that there is med. For alif, you don't have to pull this. All you have to do is say alif. That's it. So for this one, this is the first type of lengthening, I guess you can say. No med at all. So you will just say alif. So this is the first category. The second category we have also covered when we were doing mad tabi'i. Mad tabi'i meaning the natural two-count lengthening. And we learned the phrase for this, which is hayyun tahir. Ha, ya, ta, ha, and ra. So these are the five letters. Anytime you see these letters in huruf muqatta'at, you are only going to pull them for two counts. Such as the beginning of Surah Taha, Taha, only two counts. And then also Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Sad. So in this phrase also you see Ha and Ya, I only pulled for two counts. Now, the rest of these letters, so we had, remember, a total of 14. So I took out 6. So alif is out. Alif, you don't lengthen at all. You just say alif. Then hayyun tahir, I took out. These are both two count meds. And then finally, we have the 6 vowel count. So this is med lazim al-harfi, meaning you have to pull 4-6 counts. And all of these letters, there are a total of 7, can be found in the word سَنَقُصُّ لَكُمْ. سَنَقُصُّ لَكُمْ, all of these are going to be 6-count med. So we have seen, نُون, قَاف, صَاد, لَام, كَاف, and ميم. So anytime you see these letters, they are going to be 6-count med in حروف مقطعات. Now, let's say you don't remember these letters. So these are a lot of different mnemonics. Hayyun tahir, sanaqussu lakum. Let's say you don't remember. An easy way to remember is if you see the med sign, pull for 6 counts. Huruf muqatta'at, this is the rule. If you see that sign, pull for 6 counts. If you don't see any sign of med, pull for 2. Easy way to remember it, even if you don't remember the actual mnemonic, all you have to do is look at that sign of med. So inshallah, even in, let's say, Kaf, Haya, Ayn, Sad, in the beginning of Surah Maryam, you don't remember, do I do med or do I not do med? If you look at the word, you will see on top of Kaf, there is med. Okay, I see med, I pull for 6 counts. Kaf, Ha, on top of Ha, I don't see anything, pull for 2 counts. Ya, I don't see anything, pull for 2 counts. Ayn, I see that there is 6 count med, so I will pull for 6 counts. And then Sad, again, I see that sign of med, I will pull for 6. So even if you don't remember, it's fine. This is just for your own knowledge. If you are reading the Quran and you see that med, then you are just going to automatically want to pull that med. Now, also when it comes to med lazim harfi, we have a distinguish between muthaqqal and mukhaffaf. So we learned in med lazim kalimi, what is the thing that makes something muthaqqal? That thing is going to be the shadda. So in med lazim kalimi, if it is muthaqqal, you are seeing shadda. If it is mukhaffaf, you are going to see that there is no shadda. So that is muthaqqal kalimi. Now, when it comes to mad lazim harfi muthaqqal, so now in huruf muqatta'at, how do you make something heavy? So to make something heavy, you are going to have an idgham. Okay, so between the two letters, if you have to apply idgham between the letters, then it is going to be mad lazim harfi muthaqqal. Okay, so here, let's say if we are reading any of the letters that are, let me see if I can find an example. Okay, so when we have in the beginning of the surah, alif, lam, mim, ra. Now when we are reading lam and mim, this is going to merge together. Alif, lam, mim, ra. So now here you see that the lam and the mim are merging together. Lam, mim, they're together. Versus when I said mim and ra, I didn't merge them together. Mim, ra. So I just simply finished mim and then moved on to the ra. So the only thing that makes it different, muthaqqal and mukhaffaf, is the mudgham, the idgham that you do between the letters. Inshallah, in the next class, we will look at a few more examples, and then we will go a little bit more in depth about muthaqqal and mukhaffaf. But the main takeaway of today is if you see حروف مقطعات besides the letter alif. So alif you can take out, you just say alif. If you see the mad, pull for 6 counts. If you don't see the mad, pull for 2 counts. So this is the general rule for حروف مقطعات. And then later on, if you want to learn the letters, حَيٌّ طَهِرْ are 2 counts. سَنَقُصُّ لَكُمْ are going to be 6 counts. You don't have to memorize this again. Look at the mad and then that is all you need to know. So inshallah, let's move on to our analysis of these verses starting from ayah number 98. So we start off with the word قُلْ يَا أَهْلَى. So here again, I see that mad. I see that there is a mad on the alif. What is the letter after the mad? The letter is a hamza. So now this is going to be either mad wajib or mad jaiz. Now we learned that ya is its own separate word and ahla is its own separate word. So this is going to be mad jaiz munfasil. Why is it important for you to know this? You might hear that some shuyukh read this as qul ya ahla. They only pull for 2 counts. And now you might think this is mad wajib. It's wajib for you to read 4 counts. But because we know this rule, we know that this is actually mad jaiz. Meaning you have ijaza to read this for 2 counts. So if you do hear someone pulling for 2, that is not a sin, it's not a mistake. Because this is actually mad jaiz. Now let's move on. Ya ahla al-kitabi lima takfuruna bi ayatillahi. So here the name of Allah is going to be light. Wallahu, Allah here is heavy. Shahidun ala ma ta'amaloon. So ayn in ala is going to be from the throat. Ta'amaloon, ayn again from the throat. It has tawassut. And we are going to pull for 4 counts. This is going to be mad'arid lissukun. So pull for 4 counts when we end here. Ala ma ta'amaloon. Pull for 4 counts. Then in the next ayah, again that same word, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَى. So we learned that ya is its own separate word, ahla is its own separate word. So this is going to be مَدْ جَائِزْ مُنْفَصِلْ. أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَا تَصُدُّونَ. صَاد here is going to be heavy, dal is light. عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, the name of Allah here, is also going to be light. مَنْ آمَنَ, noon here is going to have tawassut, noon also has idhar, so noon should be very clear. مَنْ آمَنَ تَبَغُونَهَا, ba here is going to have qalqala, there is a bouncing sound on the ba. غَيْن is going to be heavy. عِوَجًا وَأَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاء. So here we have a med, following the med we have a hamza, so we are going to pull this for 4 counts. Also, we have to apply nabr here on the hamza. So we don't want to say shuhada. Now you don't hear that hamza at all. So we want to make sure the hamza is prominent. Shuhada. So a little bit of a jerking. You want jahr on that hamza. Jahr meaning that the sound is stopping. So you want to abruptly stop that hamza. And then also apply a little bit of nabr, meaning the voice is going to be raised a little. So you make sure you hear that hamza very clearly. وَمَا اللَّهُ, Allah here is going to be heavy. بِغَافِلٍ, غَيْن is going to be heavy. عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, again we are ending here on 4 count med. This is مَدْعَرِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, 4 count med. يَا أَيُّهَا, again we see that word يَا, yeah, this is going to be مَدْ جَائِزْ مُنْفَصِلْ, pull for 4 counts. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, this is also 4 count med, also مَدْ جَائِزْ مُنْفَصِلْ. إِن تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. So here every time we have a lam, we are just going to rest on this lam. It has tawassut. يَرُدُّوكُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ. So here when the word كَافِرِينَ, we are also ending on sukoon. So this is مَدْعَارِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ. Pull for 4 counts. را here is going to be light. وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ. Here Allah is going to be heavy. وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ. Ra here is going to be heavy. Ha here, we want to make sure we're not dropping this ha. It should not become majhul. You want to make sure that ha is audible. So don't say Rasulu. You don't hear that ha. Rasulu. a little bit of air should escape. You should feel it kind of from the chest like you're sighing. So you want to make sure that ha is very audible. وَمَن يَعْتَصِم بِاللَّهِ صَاد is heavy. بِاللَّهِ Allah here is light. فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيم صَاد is heavy. رَا is heavy. طَا is heavy. مُسْتَقِيم and here on a 4-count mad. يَا أَيُّهَا again 4-count mad. مَد جَاء is munfasil. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ Allah is heavy حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ And then ending here, also this is going to be a 4-count med. Pull for 4 counts. Inshallah, we will end it here. And then in the next class, we will go over a little bit more about مَد لَازِم الْحَرْفِ and more about the حُرُوف مُقَطَّعَات سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ